Typically, when Republicans who run the legislature gather reporters from around the state to discuss a deal, it's a little more settled than this.
Yeah, I mean, every plan by design always can fall apart.
That's Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, whose job isn't proving to be easy this year. Several of his members have made firm demands that certain issues either get put in the budget or get taken out. Fitzgerald needs 17 votes to pass a budget. Asked whether he had them yet, Fitzgerald said,
"No, I don't have the votes right now as we stand here, but I don't expect to have the votes. There's still a number of members, specifically outside the Finance Committee, that have talked to me about things that they might want to see added or deleted from the budget."
Here's what Republicans did agree to, at least tentatively. They will borrow a total of $850 million to pay for roads. That's $450 million less than what Governor Walker proposed, but substantially more than what Assembly Republicans were discussing. Typically, the Department of Transportation, controlled by the governor, decides which projects move forward and which ones get cut. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said this plan would let the DOT decide how to spend some of the money and let the legislature decide how to spend the rest.
It's a nice way to be able to have additional opportunities to make sure we invest in roads, but do it in a way that's as fiscally prudent as we can.
Under the GOP plan, part of the massive zoo interchange construction project in southeast Wisconsin would be delayed. So would other projects throughout the state. To get past other issues that were standing in the way of a budget deal, Republican leaders simply took them out of the budget. Senator Fitzgerald says he'll try to pass a financing package for a new Milwaukee Bucks arena next week. On that issue, he'll need votes from both parties.
I'm certainly hoping that there will be Democrat senators, from my perspective, that will support the arena deal, and there will be enough votes to get the arena completed. I'm very optimistic.
On the other issue hanging up the budget, what to do with Wisconsin's prevailing wage law for government construction projects, the state assembly will pass a standalone bill. But it remains to be seen what the Senate will do. Again, Senator Fitzgerald.
That's a little bit fuzzier for us because I don't know how much of a push I'm going to get from certain senators.
Some Republican senators have said they won't vote for the budget without a complete repeal of the state's prevailing wage law for local government projects. After hearing about Republicans' plans, especially on the Bucks arena, Democrats said they still needed to hear more. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca said he hoped a Bucks Arena deal would pass.
We're open to it, but let's make no mistake. The chances for keeping the Bucks in the state of Wisconsin and for protecting the taxpayers has gone down dramatically by this decision to make it a standalone bill.
Barca blasted the GOP's other proposals, saying they'd mean fewer jobs and lower wages for Wisconsin. He said Democrats still weren't sure what the final budget would look like.
But the one thing we're certain about is it is going to look far worse in Wisconsin the next 2 years than it's looked the past 2 years.
Depending on how this plays out, Democrats could find themselves in the rare position of having leverage at the Capitol. They might use it to insist on changes to the Bucks deal, or to the ever-changing Wisconsin state budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.